Chushaving Allah, Tair, alumni, I hope everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. As we said in the past, that these parshas, above surface, look like Klal Yisrael had gezindigt and did terrible things. But we know that this dar, the dar Amidbar, was the dar Daya, and this is the dar that Moshe Rabbeinu, by Tchiyas HaMaisim, will be leading into Eretz Yisrael, Babiyas Mashiach. And there are lessons for life in these parshas that are apropos, because Torah is Nitzchiyas, to the end of time, to the end of days, Biz Mashiach at the Meretz Hashem Kimeh V'ad Bechlal. So there's a story in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Chikas, which is a disturbing story, the story of the Maimerivu. After Miriam passed away, Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Eibishter tells Moshe, Kacha Samata, and Gotzim Stein with the Bartam Alaseila, and Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock, and that is when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nebuch punished, and he could not go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gudel, Reb Simcha Zissel, in a Seifer Sam Derech, fragt der interessante Sach. He's medayik that we know that Klal Yisrael tested Moshe Rabbeinu 10 times, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Shalach, Vayenasi oisi ze esa pu'umim v'loi shomi b'koili. And they reckon those that 9 out of these 10 times happened in the first 2 years that the Yidden went out of the of Mitzrayim. You had by the Yamsev, you had by the Slav, you had in the Fidim, Ekedoyma. The 10th one, which was the Maimeriva, happened by the 40th year, Klal Yisrael Shtait Ot, by the threshold to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ot, they're about to go in, and as we would say, they mess up again in Mezindik of Maimeriva, and the bitter Zach, now it's Nigza Moshe Rabbeinu, should not go into Eretz Yisrael. He says, this is something that you have to ponder. You're telling me that for 38 years, Klal Yisrael was great. For 38 years, Klal Yisrael was living in Adarhoi ben Amatzev. They are the Dor Daya. They were Zoycha Tamon, Simloschem Loi Bolsu, Raglechem Loi Batsaiku. So he says, what happened in those two periods? Let's analyze what happened in the first year and a half and what happened by the 40th year. So he says a fascinating zach, that such a zamin chokhmedike insight and such a lesson for us. He says the first 9 times when Klal Yisrael had gezindigt, that was in a transitional stage. They just left Mitzrayim. They were avudim. They're going into the midbar. They're unsettled. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do Zakrius Yamsev here. They just found out that the butzeik, the dough, the food is up. He says, and finally things settled down. Things became normal. Things became routine. And they're coasting through 38 years. All of a sudden, there's another transition. We're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. The unknown. What's going to be tomorrow? How are we going to settle? What's the climate? What's the weather? What's the grade? Will we be able to plant? Will it be easy? Is it mountain? Is it hilly? What's the terrain? All of a sudden, Klal Yisrael becomes agitated again. So he says the limit is that whenever there's a transition, you need Moridika Siyata Deshmaya, that things should go smoothly. Because look at the Dor Daya, their first year and a half and the last year, those were the Shverst Zmanim by Klal Yisrael. We, Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem, at least here in America, are going through a shtickle transition. Many of us are starting to pack up and go away on vacation, whether it's Bein Hazmanim or it's up to the mountains or Bissela, R&R with the Mishpucha. We have to remember that it's in these times that we have to be extra careful, that we should not get under each other's skin, and we should enjoy it, and we should be able to appreciate it to the fullest. And wherever you are, enjoy.